Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures caught people by surprise again today, with the soybeans being the strong month as the January contract expired at noon today. So now March is the front month and the lead month in the soybeans. March soybeans were up 12 and a quarter at 1306 and a half. They traded as high as 1316 and three quarters. Several reasons why. Some of it is the fact that southern half of South America is dry and hot. And as they start to harvest and round out the crop growing season, they need rain and they need ideal temperatures. As of right now, that is not the case. And so that's helping those contracts rally. The next resistance for March beans is around $13.40. And that was the high from the middle of December. Now, corn futures retreated a little bit today, down 2.5 cents, still just above $4.30 and about 20 cents off of their low from Friday morning. And wheat futures were quite strong today, up about 9 cents in the front months. And then July was about 627 and a quarter, up 9 cents as well. The overall picture was really pretty good today for the grains, except the corn, which was slightly lower.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Not a lot of actual news out of the government or any other reporting agency. Most of the talk is based on future reports. Tomorrow morning we have the NOPA crush report. Some people are saying that we'll have record soybean crush numbers tomorrow for the month of December. And so if that is the case, then that explains a lot of the rally we've seen over the last 2 days in soybeans. There's also, again, the talk of the South America being rather dry, and that will lead to a continuation of the tightness in soybean supplies over the next crop year. So if beans keep rallying, it's pretty evident that the acreage focus here in the Midwest over the next couple months as the grains get planted, we'll focus more on the beans. It looks like we'll pick up more bean acres, less corn acres, given the current price of both of those. And then China is rumored to reject another load of U.S. DDGs, and that has not been confirmed, but that's quite a bit of talk about that. We have the long-term outlook here from the USDA in February for the USDA Outlook Forum. They're looking for higher estimates of corn, beans, and wheat crop in 2014, which is considered bearish long-term and could drive what we're going to plan over the next few months.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up $1.05 at $137.65. January feeders were up 77 cents at $168.60. And February lean hogs closed up 62 at $86 even. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 12 1/4 at 6.32. Chicago March corn was down 3 at 4.31 1/2. January soybeans were up 12 1/4 on the day at 13.39 even. And March cotton was up 5 points at 83.73 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.